global news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Bloomberg Business app, and at TikTok on Twitter. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Stocks retreat from earlier gains as a drop in major financial shares offset some of the deal-driven gains among the big media companies. We check the markets every 15 minutes throughout the trading day here on Bloomberg Radio. S&P 500 is up 0.3%, up 8. Dow's little change, down 6. And the NASDAQ is up 0.8%, up 61. The 10-year is up 4/32. The yield is 2.94%. West Texas Intermediate crude's down 0.25% at $66.48 a barrel, while COMEX gold's up 0.5% at $1,307.90 an ounce. The yen, $1.1044. The euro, $1.1633. And the British pound, $1.3322. Check Europe. FTSE up 0.8%. The DAX in Germany is up 1.7%. The CAC in Paris is up 1.4%. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash. I'm Greg Jarrett.
You're listening to Bloomberg Markets with Tim Fox and Lisa Abramowitz on Bloomberg Radio.
Our next guest has demystified what the meaning is behind digital transformation. He also is the head of a company that IPO'd in April and has shares that are up more than 127% since then. I want to bring in Tien Tso. He is chief executive officer and co-founder of Zuora, also author of a new book, Subscribed, Why the Subscription Model Will Be Your Company's Future and What to Do About It. So, Tien, thank you so much for joining me today. Why don't you just first start with explaining, what is Zuora?
Sure. Well, we are a software company. So we think of us as a Salesforce or an Oracle, but software as a service. But what we do is we power the subscription economy. And what we mean by that is more and more companies are realizing that it's not about selling products and units of products to customers. It's about really establishing a relationship with customers and providing a service that they subscribe to. The software sector works this way. People now, they don't buy software. They subscribe to Microsoft. They subscribe to Salesforce. Certainly, the media industry works this way with HBO and Netflix and Spotify. But if you think about even, you know, cars, transportation, you can subscribe to Uber. You can subscribe to Lyft. And we even see companies like Caterpillar saying, you know what, you don't really have to buy our tractors anymore. You can simply subscribe and pay for basically things like metric tons of earth moved. And so this is a completely business model that we call the subscription economy. And our software is the system that powers a lot of these companies' growth.
Okay. So in your book, you talked about how, quote, digital transformation is this buzz phrase that someone throws out there at a meeting or a consulting confab, and everybody nods their head and says, yeah, this is the reason why our world is totally changing. And you say that it's kind of meaningless, but that at the heart of the most successful companies is really the subscription model. Why?
Well, I think if you really get at the heart of digital transformation, the better way to think about it is there's two transformations. And, you know, my career, I started Zuora about 10 years ago. Before that, I spent about 9 years at Salesforce.com. And what we used to talk about there, if you listen to Mark Benioff, the CEO, founder there, it's two transformations. There's the technology side. And for software companies, it's about using cloud computing, software as a service, right? Say transportation companies, it's about using mobile phones, networks of cars. And so digital transformation has a lot to do with the technology side. But there's a second transformation that's just as important, and it's about the business model. And at Salesforce, you know, we disrupted the entire software industry, not just with a new technology model, but with a new business model. And that model was subscriptions. The idea that you don't have to buy a product. You know, just simply subscribe to it. We'll take care of it. We'll take care of the servers. We'll take care of the upgrades. You simply get what you want. And that's what people want, right? They don't want the cow. They want the milk, right? They're not looking for the record. They're looking for the music. They're not looking for the car. They're just trying to get from point A to point B.
So I guess that I'm wondering how widespread the use of this would be. I mean, is it mostly the smaller companies that would use Zuora, or is it even some of the largest companies that you mentioned? And at what point is it economic for them just to build their own in-house way to deal with this?
Well, nobody runs businesses on their own software anymore, right? The manufacturing companies, the old product company, they'll run on Oracle, they'll run on SAP, they'll run on these so-called ERP, enterprise resource planning systems. But what they're discovering is if more and more of their business model is a subscription business models, then these old ERP systems don't work anymore, right? They were great for inventory, manufacturing, distribution. This new business model is about providing a service, understanding your customers, customer acquisition costs, measuring a whole bunch of different metrics like churn, renewal rate, cost of customer acquisitions. And so they're looking for something new. So you can think of us as an ERP system, but for these modern subscription-based business models.
So who do you see you disrupting most? Who's your biggest competitor?
Yeah. Well, we're out to disrupt Oracle and SAP. We're pretty clear about that, right? And so we think that they have good products, but really built for the old economy. So when you look at our customers, whether it's General Motors or Caterpillar or the Wall Street Journal, and these are some of the biggest companies in the world, they're realizing that business models are shifting, and more they're shifting their work over to platforms like us versus like Oracle or SAP.
I'm wondering, are there any sort of non-traditional industries that you're seeing start to turn to the subscription model
Absolutely.
And being successful?
Yeah. So our bet when we spotted this trend 10 years ago, and we're one of the first companies to spot it, we coined the term the subscription economy. It's actually our trademark. And our bet was every company could do this transition because it's all about rethinking your customer. And a lot of companies today think about Nike, think about Coca-Cola. They don't really know who their customers are, right? Because their products are sold through these multi-tiered distribution channels. They're sold in retail stores, they're sold in manufacturing, they're sold by dealers. But companies now are realizing, like Amazon, Amazon knows who every one of their customers are. And yes, Amazon's starting to have physical stores. They've started to go into groceries with the acquisition of Whole Foods. But everything they do, they take back to that Amazon ID. And so if you think about your own personal life, you have Amazon IDs, Google IDs, Facebook's IDs, Salesforce IDs, Netflix IDs, and these things are running more and more of your life. And the companies behind them, they're the ones that are becoming these platform companies that are really starting to take over the world.
One thing, though, that comes part and parcel with a subscription economy, with full trademark given to you, is the concept of data privacy and the idea that a client gives up a lot of information about themselves in order to have themselves served by you. I mean,
That's right.
So how do you manage that, and how sort of does that become a slippery slope?
Well, we think that at the end of the day, the data is the customer's data. And you're absolutely right. They give up some information about their behavior, their preferences, so that you can provide a better service to them. But when these businesses work well, you can take your data with you and you can leave. And when you have a pure subscription-based business model, you will respect that because you want the customers to come back day in and day out. The problem that you're seeing in the marketplace where these things don't work is really advertising-based models, right? Advertising-based models, the incentive of a Facebook is to sell your data to third-party companies. But the incentive of Netflix is not to do that, right? Their incentive is just to take your data to provide a better service to you. But they're not going to sell your data to somebody else because you're just going to switch over to HBO or watch something else if you know that that's what they're doing.
So we're definitely seeing the subscription model completely upend the media industry. I mean, that's exactly what we're seeing right now with the Comcast and the Disney bidding war over 21st Century Fox and AT&T buying Time Warner. What about in an industry like retail? I'm thinking about how, Amazon has certainly disrupted that. Yeah. What's the next industry to see a real disruption like this?
Well, so if you look at our core verticals, we're seeing that subscription-based business model take over the technology industry. We're seeing it take over media. Manufacturing is something that a lot of people don't think about. And manufacturing is a very, very large industry. When you look at manufacturing, it's been declining now for the last 40, 50 years in terms of, employment, production, and so on and so forth. But we think it's going to have a resurgence. And it's because all these products that we use on a day-to-day basis, they're becoming smart products, right? The cars are connected to the internet. Your thermostat's connected to the internet. We have a company that actually does smart floors. And the first time we heard about that, it was like, well, what is a smart floor? How do you subscribe to it?
No,
that's what we thought.
Can I subscribe to a floor?
Well, it turns out they put sensors underneath the floors, and they're collecting an enormous amount of data. And so the idea of these manufacturing companies is not to say, you don't have to buy my product. You can, maybe you still have the product, but now there's all these services that I can attach to the product to make it a better experience for you. And that's what these manufacturing companies are realizing.
So really what you're missing in your life is a smart floor. Teen Tsuo, thank you so much
Great.
For being
Absolutely.
With me. Fascinating, fascinating discussion. Teen Tsuo is Chief Executive Officer and co-founder of Zuora, which IPO'd in April, and its shares are up more than 120% since then. Amazing. And the concept of a floor collecting data on me, wow, that's a really interesting one. Coming up, Bloomberg Politics, Policy, Power, and Law. Amy Morris will take you through the day. Lots going on in Washington, D.C. Stick with us. This is Bloomberg.